Welcome to, as that robot voice says, the Natural Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years, including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific. Then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category, while particular, sectarian, science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneer natural and improperly embedded in the academic category science. Episode synopsis. In this continuing Naturocrit podcast episode 5, titled, quote, "The Science-Based, Science Exterior, Canadian-Based, Naturopathic Interior," unquote, really, I have been looking at naturopathy in the province of Ontario, Canada, chiefly through associations centered around N.D. Iva Lloyd. In part one, I visited the biography page of N.D. Lloyd at the AANP's Natural Medicine Journal, a journal she sits on the editorial board of, and then other example Natural Medicine Journal pages. I also visited web pages of the AANP proper to get an idea of what AANP regards as science, which turns out to be anything, absurdly, though AANP's Natural Medicine Journal is claiming to scientifically filter its contents, supposedly separating fact from fiction. In part two, I visited N.D. Lloyd's practices web pages and those of her alma mater and place of teaching, CCNM. In this part three, I will visit the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors, OAND, and Ontario's Board of Directors Drugless Therapy Naturopathy, which I will refer to as the board. As a reminder, I'll later visit CAND and its N.D. Lloyd edited journal Vital Link and the wiki N.D. Lloyd edits in part four. And finally, I'll quote from two of N.D. Lloyd's paper-based books in part five and summarize this episode. And for the sake of organization, I will be tabulating the findings of all this rummaging in the transcripts to this episode, which, as usual, will be posted at the Naturocrit blog. Episode question. And my overarching, ongoing question for this Naturocrit podcast episode 5 is, quote, "What does naturopathy in Ontario promise preponderantly, and what is underneath essentially," unquote. Overarching focus. For this episode's parts, I will generally look for naturopathy's science, evidence, rigor, and fact-type claims, and then explore naturopathy's contents as commitments, ideas, and activities that belie those labels, such as naturopathy's essential vitalism belief, homeopathy and such activity, supernaturalism, and any other naturopathic off-the-wallness. OAND. We're told in, quote, about the OAND, unquote, archived in 2014, quote, in 1950, eight naturopathic doctors came together to establish the Ontario Naturopathic Association. By 1997, its name was changed to the Ontario Association of Naturopathic Doctors, OAND. Through the years, OAND has grown substantially, and membership continues to grow annually, with their goal to better tell the story and spread the word about the many benefits and various branches of natural healing, to promote the science, art, and philosophy of natural healing to the general public, as well as to unite the naturopaths of Ontario and encourage the standardization of educational requirements for practitioners. Representing the province's licensed naturopathic doctors, as well as student members enrolled at an accredited school of naturopathic medicine. OAND connects people who are interested in a proactive approach to their healthcare to the right naturopathic doctor for them, as well as providing leadership, advocacy, and support for Ontario's licensed naturopathic doctors, unquote. So to speak, this is the Trade Association for Licensed Naturopathy in Ontario, and it is employing such labels as natural healing and a proactive approach. OAND's homepage tells us naturopathy is, quote, safe, effective primary health care, regulated, highly trained, more sustainable health care system, the naturopathic profession, the power of naturopathic medicine, and detoxification, unquote. What can we find at OAND, and I'll ignore the bogus idea of detoxification for now, beneath such benign labels as, quote, natural healing, a proactive approach, unquote, and such strong claims as, quote, safe, effective, unquote, professionalism, regulation, highly trained. Well, of course, we find the typical naturopathic stuff there. It is rather sparse, though, as if they are careful, as if they feel they're being watched. Vitalism. Where would we be without vitalism, naturopathy's central sectarian article of faith? Well, I guess we wouldn't be chest deep in sectarian healing commitments. Notice how this stuff has to be dug for at OAND. This defining vitalism, which is something so important, wasn't on the homepage or the mentioned about page. There's overt vitalism at OAND. Now, there are no results for qi, but a search by way of google.com, site oand.org, force, results in two hits, and one is quite relevant. There's a 2012 conference, quote, The Stress Epidemic, unquote, archived in 2014, which has a seminar titled, quote, Foundations of Health by Joseph E. Pizzorno, ND, unquote, which states, quote, For 32 years, I have been teaching students and doctors an ever more sophisticated systems approach to health and disease. This course helps the doctor help their patients in 12 healing systems, abundant energy production, optimal nutrition and digestion, toxin avoidance and effective detoxification, strong, accurate immune system, balanced inflammatory function, well-regulated endocrine control, sensitive and stable insulin and sugar, strong musculoskeletal system, ageless neurological system, flowing cardiovascular system, rapid regeneration, longevity, and living in harmony with the spirit or life force. Upon completion, the attendee will better understand the true underlying causes of disease, unquote. Now, I know Joe, not personally, but you know, good old science-based Joe from previous episodes of the Nature Crit podcast. He is the co-editor of the textbook of natural medicine. Now, these supposed systems are detailed in his 1997 book, quote, Total Wellness, unquote. And we get that jewel of an equation. Life force is spirit. Many years ago, I decided to term naturopathy's central concept, vital force spirit, and this is why. Incidentally, this PDF has the root, quote, cyan, unquote, in it 23 times, including that so wacko label repeated at least 3 times, quote, Joseph E. Pizzorno, ND, is one of the world's leading authorities on science-based natural medicine, a term he coined in 1978, unquote. So here's the guy who claims that within science is the science exterior vitalistic supernatural, also known as the not within science. Isn't that the epistemic falsehood at the heart of naturopathy? And no one is a better hood ornament for that than old science-based Joe. There is covert vitalism at OAND, the typical naturopathic posture. A search for, quote, Medicatrix, unquote, doesn't result in any publicly available pages. The search, quote, Healing Power, unquote, results in 2 hits. There's the 2013, quote, keynote, Walter J. Crinion, ND, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, quote, naturopathic medicine is based on a handful of principles that include the healing power of nature, unquote. And there's, quote, About NM, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, quote, the philosophy of naturopathic medicine is to work with the patient to stimulate the healing power of the body. Naturopathic medicine is a distinct form of primary health care, unquote. And as I so often say, that's all you get there. So this distinct area most often doesn't clarify the context of this, quote, healing power of nature, unquote. Supernaturalism. There are no search results for the term, quote, supernatural, unquote. Naturopathy has quite an aversion to the term, I must note. It's a kind of distinction that cuts down to the heart of the matter. A topic in itself for a later episode. Now, a search for spirit gets 6 hits. They deal with the 2014 OAND convention titled, quote, Clinical Perspectives on a Woman's Health, Body, Mind, and Spirit, unquote. And I had already mentioned the equation of vitalism with spiritism by way of Andy Pizzorno. Science claims. Well, I already mentioned the broad, quote, science-based, unquote, label associated with Andy Pizzorno at OAND. A search for, quote, based, unquote, also gets, amongst other pages, the PowerPoint, quote, Naturopathic Doctors Ontario, unquote, archived in 2013. Which states, quote, science-based, safe, and effective, patient-centered care is at the heart of naturopathic care, unquote. Really, they say that. That broad science label upon all things naturopathic. Wacko sundries. There are 6 pages of results for the search homeopathy at the site. Yes, homeopathy within the supposed, quote, science-based, unquote, and, quote, effective, unquote. And we know homeopathy is the most bogus of bogosities. Overall findings. OAND has all the typical naturopathic stuff at their web pages. There's vitalism, both covert and overt. There's supernaturalism. There's a broad science claim upon all things naturopathic. And there are a few wacko sundries, like homeopathy. bddtn.on.ca, the board. The regulation of naturopathy in Ontario is by way of the Board of Directors of Drugless Therapy Naturopathy. I will refer to this entity as the board. I will, later, also deal with the College of Naturopaths of Ontario, which will be taking the board's place in the near future. The board's homepage states, quote, The naturopathic profession in Ontario is currently regulated by the Board of Directors of Drugless Therapy Naturopathy, BDDT-N, which was established in Ontario in 1925 under the Drugless Practitioners Act. It is appointed by the Lieutenant Governor in Council and is responsible for public protection in Ontario with respect to the practice of naturopathic medicine. To practice naturopathic medicine in Ontario, naturopathic doctors must be registered with the board. When the Naturopathy Act 2007 is proclaimed, anticipated for 2014, the profession will be regulated under the Regulated Health Professions Act by the new College of Naturopaths of Ontario, www.collegeofnaturopaths.on.ca, unquote. So we're told, quote, public protection, unquote, and there's that claim of, quote, profession, unquote. Isn't it rather ironic, in a pernicious way, how naturopathy minds itself, minds its own deceit? As I've said many times, can you be a profession if you are based on falsehood? The board's vitalism, overt vitalism. There are no search results for vitalism, vitalistic, personal essence, or inner core. Why would naturopathy explain itself in an informing manner? Quote, life force, unquote, and quote, vital force, unquote, are also not productive searches. There are two results for, quote, qi, unquote, which are pretty much the same web page. Quote, guidelines for candidates preparing for Ontario board examinations, unquote, for both 2013 and 2014. The documents state, quote, candidates should be familiar with the following diagnoses, lung qi deficiency, unquote, and such. Ye old medieval qi. The board's coded vitalism. There are five hits for, quote, medicatrix, unquote. Number one, quote, practice of naturopathic medicine, unquote, archived in 2013, states, quote, naturopathic doctors, in recognition of the healing power of nature, active within the patient, known as the vis medicatrix naturae, naturopathic doctors strive to assist the intrinsic healing ability of the body in its efforts to restore and maintain a dynamic, healthy person, unquote. So, healing power of nature equals vis medicatrix naturae, which equals inherent healing ability of the body. Number two, quote, mission, vision, values, unquote, archived in 2013, states, quote, we honor the principles of naturopathic medicine and value the following: inclusiveness, accountability, transparency, ethical conduct, and the evolution of the profession. Principles of naturopathic medicine. Number two, the healing power of nature. Vis medicatrix naturae. Naturopathic doctors recognize and support the inherent self-healing ability of the individual. The board is responsible for public protection in Ontario with respect to the practice of naturopathic medicine. Mission, we protect the public by setting high standards for the practice of naturopathic medicine and by providing access to a fair and transparent regulatory process. Vision, through their experience of a well-regulated profession, all Ontarians regard naturopathic medicine as a vital aspect of their health care. They supposedly honor transparency, yet are completely opaque here about naturopathy's vitalism. Is it ethical to be opaque about important naturopathic premises the public should know about? Is this protecting the public's interest or naturopathy's? Number three, quote, guide to the ethical conduct of naturopathic doctors, unquote, archived in 2014, states, quote, principles of naturopathic medicine. The naturopathic doctor will practice following these principles of naturopathic medicine. Number two, the naturopathic doctor shall recognize, respect, and promote the self-healing power of nature inherent in each individual human being, vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. That self-healing power of nature equals vis medicatrix naturae. Now that's a document about ethics, and yet naturopathy in that document cannot transparently communicate the actual basis of naturopathy, science-ejected vitalism, science-exterior spiritism. Number four, quote, regarding drug regulations for health professions referral, unquote, archived in 2014, we're told, quote, The principles underlying the practice of naturopathic medicine include: number 2, recognition and support of the inherent self-healing ability of the individual, the healing power of nature, the individual's inherent self-healing mechanisms. Although the scope of practice varies widely from state to state, all naturopathic doctors abide by the same 6 principles. Number 1, the healing power of nature. Naturopathic medicine recognizes an inherent healing process in the person that is ordered and intelligent. The body is capable of healing itself. The role of the naturopathic doctor is to identify and remove obstacles to healing and recovery, and to facilitate and augment this inherent natural tendency of the body. As taught in naturopathic medical schools, the therapeutic hierarchy is a guideline to apply the modalities of naturopathic medicine according to unique needs of an individual patient. Number 2, stimulate the self-healing mechanisms, vis medicatrix naturae. The approach and philosophy of naturopathic medicine is to support the inherent self-healing mechanisms of the human body. This therapeutic hierarchy is a guideline for applying naturopathic medicine based on the unique needs of an individual patient. Number 2, stimulate the self-healing mechanisms. Naturopathic doctors see disease as a process rather than a pathology, and by addressing the underlying cause, there is the opportunity to engage the inherent self-healing ability of the human body. This role will be enhanced by the participation of NDs in interprofessional teams to complement the care provided by other practitioners to inform the team about working with the body's self-healing mechanisms. Naturopathic medicine is a distinct and comprehensive system of primary health care that uses natural methods and substances to support and stimulate the body's self-healing process. Acknowledge and work with the individual's self-healing process. Unquote. Coding, coding, coding. Number 5. And finally, there's, quote, modalities, unquote, archived in 2013, which states, quote, the underlying principles that guide the naturopathic doctor's selection of therapies for individual patients are, number 2, recognition of the inherent healing ability of the person, vis medicatrix naturae, unquote. And that's all you get, as I've pointed out before. No honest context, opaqueness instead. This is the misinformed consent at the heart of naturopathy, even in their documents regarding ethics. This even happens in my own state of Connecticut, at both the ND school here and at the state ND group, and even at the Connecticut Department of Health. The board's supernaturalism. There are no relevant hits for, quote, supernatural, unquote, or, quote, spirit, unquote, and yet we've seen that this is the heart of naturopathy. That's quite a manipulation by way of omission. The board's broad science claim upon all things naturopathic. A search for, quote, science, unquote, gets 2 pages of results, such as the very broad licensing exam claim in, quote, Guidelines for Candidates Preparing for Ontario Board Examinations, August 10th, 2014, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, quote, the following examinations are currently required in order to be eligible for registration in Ontario, including NPLEX Part 1, Basic Biomedical Sciences Examination, NPLEX Part 2, Clinical Sciences Integrated Examination, unquote. So you would think, from that, science subset naturopathy. And as I'd said before, that Part 2 includes homeopathy. Tested in science once, tested in science twice? I don't think so. And there's, quote, modalities, unquote, archived in 2013, which states, quote, the body of knowledge that underlies treatment modalities used in modern naturopathic medical practice incorporates both traditional knowledge and the latest advances in medical science. Their clinical uses and effects are described in detail in traditional literature, and they are the subject of an increasing amount of new scientific research, unquote. Again, that reference to science. And there's, quote, mutual recognition agreement among regulators of naturopathic medicine, amended as of June 3rd, 2009, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, Quote, the applicant has successfully completed the NPLEX Part 1 Basic Science Exam Series or NPLEX Part 1 Basic Medical Science Examination. By the way, I have completed that latter titled NPLEX Part 1. And the NPLEX Part 2 Core Clinical Science Examination or NPLEX Part 2 Clinical Science Examinations and Add-on Homeopathy. And it mentions the ND Granting School, National University of Health Sciences in Lombard, Illinois, unquote. And finally, there's, quote, findings and recommendations regarding the prescribing and furnishing authority of a naturopathic doctor, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, quote, program requirements for its degree or diploma of a minimum of 4,100 total hours in basic and clinical sciences, naturopathic philosophy, naturopathic modalities, and naturopathic medicine. Part 1 of the NPLEX, the Basic Science Examinations, is designed to test the naturopathic student's skills and knowledge prior to his or her clinical training. Students are encouraged to take this portion of the examination as soon as they finish their basic science coursework. I completed mine in 2000. Part 2, the Core Clinical Science Examination, consists of 8 separate examinations which are designed to test the skills and knowledge that an ND needs in order to practice safely. Beginning with the August 2007 NPLEX exam administration, the Part 2 Core Clinical Science series will be integrated into a single examination that will include homeopathy. The definition, unanimously adopted by the AANP's House of Delegates in 1989, focused on the guiding naturopathic principles and philosophy rather than specific therapeutic modalities or treatments. The definition reads, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system of primary health care, an art, science, philosophy, and practice of diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of illness. Naturopathic medicine is distinguished by the principles which underlie and determine its practice. These principles are based upon the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are continually re-examined in the light of scientific advances. Methods used are consistent with these principles and are chosen upon the basis of patient individuality. Naturopathic physicians are primary healthcare practitioners whose diverse techniques include modern and traditional scientific and empirical methods. Dr. Traub served as president of the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. He remains a member of the AANP's Scientific Affairs Committee, unquote. That claim that all things naturopathic are categorically, continuously science-vetted. A search for sciences not mentioned in the search for science. One of the broadest science claims upon naturopathy is in, quote, approved schools, unquote, archived in 2013, which states, quote, National University of Health Sciences, 200 East Roosevelt Road, Lombard, Illinois, 60148, USA telephone number 630-889-6566, www.nuhs.edu, unquote. That is, as AANMC school lists often do, the claim that naturopathy is categorically, quote, science, unquote. The future college. Now, if you remember, I'd mentioned that the board's homepage stated that in the future, quote, the profession will be regulated under the Regulated Health Professions Act by the new College of Naturopaths of Ontario, www.collegeofnaturopaths.on.ca, unquote. Now, to be clear, in the U.S., a college is an educational institution, but being that Canada is also greatly of UK institutional structure influences, college there also means professional association. In Wikipedia's, quote, College Canada, unquote, we're told, quote, a small number of the oldest professional associations use college in the name in the British sense, unquote. As if naturopathy isn't confusing enough. When is a profession based on falsehood? When is science not science? When is a college not a school? When is a profession operating by way of mislabeling and coding? The answer is obvious once what's being hidden is brought into the light. Why would a new regulatory body, and I'd argue self-interested, self-regulatory body, name itself archaically? Well, I guess the term, quote, college, unquote, is considered good because it is similar to Ontario's medical regulator. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario tells us in, quote, about the college, unquote, quote, doctors in Ontario have been granted a degree of authority for self-regulation under provincial law. The College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario is the body that regulates the practice of medicine to protect and serve the public interest. This system of self-regulation is based on the premise that the college must act first and foremost in the interest of the public. All doctors in Ontario must be members of the college in order to practice medicine, unquote. So, naturopathy, being the cargo cult-like area that it is obviously emulating that medical model. Well, let's go there for a look. As I'd said, I seek to find vitalism, both covert and overt, supernaturalism, a broad science claim upon all things naturopathic, and any wacko sundries. The college's vitalism. Overt vitalism. There is none. Yet. Coded vitalism. A search for, quote, power, unquote, and medicatrix, unquote, gets one hit. In, quote, About the Profession, unquote, archived in 2013, we're told, quote, naturopathic doctors provide primary and adjunctive health care to people of all ages, focusing on the use of natural therapies to support and stimulate healing processes. Naturopathic doctors promote health and prevent illness and diagnose and treat disease in a manner consistent with the body of knowledge and standards of practice for the profession. Principles of Naturopathic Medicine. Number 2. The Healing Power of Nature. Vis Medicatrix Naturae. Naturopathic doctors recognize and support the inherent self-healing ability of the individual, courtesy of the Board of Directors of Drugless Therapy, Naturopathy's website, unquote. And that's all you get. The college's supernaturalism, a search for, quote, spirit, unquote, and therein overt supernaturalism, by way of the google.com search parameter, site collegeofnaturopaths.on.ca spirit, gets no hits. Yet, we know by now that naturopathy's essential premise is supernatural. I guess we don't deserve to know, as in being informed, so we can then properly choose, as in consent. The college's broad science claims upon all things naturopathic. There are no hits for, quote, scientific, unquote, quote, sciences, unquote, and one trivial hit for, quote, science, unquote. Perhaps, I'm thinking, the web pages of the NDs who are responsible for the transition from the board to the college can provide more information. Members of the college transitional group, in quote members unquote, archived in 2013, were told of these CCNM ND graduates, who are often employed by CCNM as well, Welsh, Rennie, McKenna, Ellis, who, according to his biography page, is the president-elect of the college. De Groot, Charney, Clark, Brerent, and Bateman. You may ask, what do they say at their own practice pages? Glad you asked. Let's look at the web pages of N.D. Ellis, president-elect of the college, whose web page is named, quote, The Naturopathic, unquote. Perhaps we'll get the naturopathic there. And I'm in love with his homepage already. Archived in 2014. TheNaturopathic.com, which states, quote, a professional naturopathic medical doctor, unquote, quote, effective and personalized healthcare, unquote, quote, physiological, structural, psychological, social, spiritual, environmental, and lifestyle, unquote, quote, naturopathic doctors complement and enhance healthcare services provided by other healthcare professionals and cooperate with other branches of the medical sciences, unquote. Quote, explore this site to get to know us, unquote. And we have the logos of OAND, CAND, and the board. Yes, let's explore. So that homepage has taken care of what I've called a, quote, broad science claim, unquote, in labeling naturopathy as a subset or branch of medical science. And there's that overt supernaturalism as well, and a professionalism claim, and a claim of efficacy. Exploring, I wonder if there is any vitalism on the site. A search for a, quote, power, unquote, at the site gets one hit. Quote, naturopathic medicine, unquote, archived in 2014, which states, in terms of hidden or coded vitalism, quote, naturopathic doctors follow a unique set of principles. Number two, vis medicatrix naturae, healing power of nature, respect and promote self-healing, the body's inherent self-healing capacity. Homeopathic medicine is a 300-year-old German system of energetic medicine. It is a natural, non-toxic, and therapeutic system of healing that assists in the inherent ability of the body to heal itself, to stimulate a person's innate healing ability. Homeopathic remedies are designed to stimulate this internal curative process, unquote. And in terms of overt or explicit vitalism, at that page, we're told, quote, acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. According to TCM, when your energy flow or qi is out of balance, your body cannot adapt to stress, making you more likely to develop chronic illness and pain. TCM seeks to relieve these imbalances by adjusting the circulation of qi and balancing the forces of yin and yang energy. A harmonious flow of qi achieved by balancing cold and hot, internal and external, yin and yang, will help sustain long-term physical, mental, and emotional health. Plus, on that same page, there's a science and effect claim. Quote, naturopathic medicine is a distinct system of primary health care. It is the art and science of disease diagnosis, treatment, and prevention. Naturopathic doctors are the only licensed specialists in natural medicine and preventative health care, integrating scientific knowledge with traditional healing wisdom to promote the body's inherent self-healing capacity. Naturopathic treatments can be used effectively on their own. Primum non nocere, first do no harm, provide effective health care with the least risk. Homeopathic remedies are particularly effective, unquote. And at that same page, in terms of supernaturalism, quote, at family health clinics, we consider your unique physical, mental, and emotional dimensions when diagnosing and developing your personal treatment plan. Treat the whole person. Each person is unique with their own factors affecting their health, unquote. Where did the overt supernaturalism go from the homepage? Well, I would argue it's there. You just gotta dig under to find it. How about wacko sundries? How about craniosacral therapy? On that same page, we're told, quote, physical medicine includes other physical therapies such as craniosacral techniques, unquote. Overall, part three, ethics, complaints, and integrity. I do not find the term, quote, ethics, unquote, at OAND, but the board does speak of ethics. In, quote, Guide to the Ethical Conduct of Naturopathic Doctors, unquote, archived in 2014, we're told, quote, the naturopathic doctor will practice the art, science, and spirit of the profession to the best of his or her ability and judgment following these principles of naturopathic medicine. The naturopathic doctor shall recognize, respect, and promote the self-healing power of nature inherent in each individual human being. Vis medicatrix naturae. The naturopathic doctor will practice in a manner that is above reproach. The naturopathic doctor will recognize that the profession demands integrity and dedication from all its members. Will recognize that self-discipline of the profession is a privilege. Professional integrity will recognize a responsibility to give the generally held opinions of the profession when interpreting knowledge of a scientific nature to the public, will build a professional reputation based on ability and integrity, will avoid the use of secret remedies, and it mentions responsibilities to society, unquote. So there's the claim of science, profession, professional integrity, and a requirement to abide by naturopathy's principles. One could say that an ND in Ontario is bound to naturopathy's epistemic conflation, and since those principles are so coded, naturopathy's lies of omission. It would be unethical in the land of naturopathy to not act in the usual unethical manner. Does this bother you? Well, the board does speak of a complaint process. In, quote, complaint process, unquote, archived in 2014, we are told, quote, the board is responsible for investigating complaints received by the board against naturopathic doctors regarding their conduct or actions. When a complaint against a registrant is received, it is investigated to determine if a breach of the board's standards of practice, policies, or guidelines has occurred. An expert may be retained to review all significant documentary evidence. The external reviewer is a naturopathic doctor appointed by the board, unquote. So, if you complain about naturopathy, naturopathy takes care of it. They are self-regulating. The question is, if your standards are so topsy-turvy, muddled, and reversed, would you find your problems problematic at all? And so, let me delve into the idea of integrity. Some thoughts on integrity. The root word integer, I-N-T-E-G-R, is part of the word integrity and integrative. Quote, integrative, unquote, is the new marketing veneer for all of this naturopathic stuff. First, there was alternative medicine, then complementary medicine, then alternative and complementary medicine, and now integrative medicine. For instance, the Canadian Association of Naturopathic Doctors, that all of Canada ND organization, states in, quote, Naturopathic Medicine in Canada, unquote, archived in 2014, a document which has the root integer in it at least 17 times, quote, NDs as central players in integrative healthcare, unquote. The document also contains CAND's, quote, guide to ethical conduct, unquote, which mentions the requirement, quote, maintenance of professional integrity, unquote. Let's be careful about usage. I believe the root integer, as in integrative and professional integrity, is being used in two very different ways. There's the blending usage. Now, at Wiktionary's, quote, integrative, unquote, we're told, quote, adjective, integrative, tending towards or promoting integration, an integrative approach, unquote. Not very helpful. Wiktionary's, quote, integrate, unquote, tells us, quote, integrate, to form into one whole, to make entire, to give the sum or total of, unquote. And I think that's the kitchen sink and all idea of, quote, integrative medicine, unquote, combine it all, blend. Now, I completely agree that naturopathy blends. Even CAND states in, quote, What is Naturopathic Medicine, unquote, archived in 2013, quote, Naturopathic medicine is a distinct primary healthcare system that blends, unquote, knowledge kinds. How do they get away with such nonsensical language? How is something distinct if its first attribute is the opposite of distinction, blending? And yet that same CAND page states, quote, in Canada, the naturopathic medical profession's infrastructure includes a commitment to state-of-the-art scientific research, unquote. That is, a commitment to the epistemic distinction known as science, supposedly. Yet, CAND there also mentions naturopathy's holy cows of, quote, homeopathy, and that the naturopathic philosophy is to stimulate the healing power of the body, and that naturopathic medicine includes spirit, unquote. Yes, so blended yet distinct, so scientific yet science ejected. Nonsense is so integrative. It's a club without entrance requirements. And there's the ethicality usage. In Wikipedia's quote, integrity, unquote, we get something akin to an idea of high ethical principles. Quote, integrity is a concept of consistency of actions, values, methods, measures, principles, expectations, and outcomes. The word integrity evolved from the Latin adjective integer, meaning whole or complete. In this context, integrity is the inner sense of wholeness derived from qualities such as honesty and consistency of character. As such, one may judge that others have integrity to the extent that they act according to the values, beliefs, and principles they claim to hold, unquote. This is what I think, quote, professional integrity, unquote, refers to. And this is not something, at its heart and in sum, that naturopathy actually embodies. And where does that leave me in terms of my impressions of Ontario naturopathy, in terms of both OAND and the board? Baffled, weirded out. Beneath naturopathy's blanket, quote, science, unquote, label, is the patently science exterior or unscienceable. Naturopathy wishes to have it all. Yes, it is truly integrative in the blending sense. They wish to have the status of science, which I think principally involves rigor, modernity, and intellectuality with their archaic sectarian beliefs, methods, and commitments. And naturopathy wishes to have the status of a profession, which I think principally involves public trust and self-regulation with the right to deceive and manipulate. And I'd like to mention here, again, that I'm all for freedom of belief as a basic human right. You have the right to choose or not choose to believe particular articles of faith or those things of the supernatural, but you don't have the right to falsely pose your subjective articles of faith institutionally as scientifically vetted objective facts, particularly within the context of commerce and professionalism. Therein, as I've said, naturopathy is a licensed falsehood. And I've often wondered, how sociopathic is this? In the sense of naturopathy as an institutionally maintained, state-endorsed, pernicious meme. This has been part 3 of this NaturoCrit podcast, episode 5.
This has been
the NaturoCrit podcast.